La 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 la
שלום, האסירות התורניות שלנו היום.
Hello, our tents on duty today are the tents from Kiev, Moscow, Azerbaijan, and Odessa. Azerbaijan, please go ahead.
Мы надеемся, что сами сможем справиться и достигнуть результата.
We hope,
но в итоге понимаем, что без просьбы к Творцу никак.
To obtain this outcome ourselves. But ultimately we find that without requesting the Creator for it, it's impossible. Even the simplest desire needs to start from a request to the Upper One. That's what He wants, for our requests to come out of the depth of our broken hearts. Because there is the purity. There it is possible to build a true desire to resemble Him. So that's why it's so important to begin every action with a request. Only through that request does our heart of stone soften and can then receive an answer from the Creator. So let's hear from the next group.
Каждое утро...
Friends, every morning, at this time, thousands of friends, thousands of points in the heart gather as a new day dawns, a new lesson begins. In which we have truly been privileged with doing special work, a special responsibility that the Creator gave to us, which is to bring light to the world. And it all depends only on us, on our intention, on our desire, on our prayer. Let's not come out of that. Let's always be aiming towards that goal which we were brought here to attain, which is to bring light to the world, to bring the world this thought about the love of others and the general correction about the importance of all that for all of us and to the whole world. Let's hear from Kiev now. Faith is discerned as malchut, interpreted in the mind and in the heart. That is bestowal and faith. Opposite faith, there is the discernment of the foreskin, which is knowing, whose way is to appreciate the discernment of the foreskin. Faith, however, called the Shechina or divinity, is in the dust. This means that this work is considered disgraceful, and everyone escapes from walking this path. But only this is called the path of the righteous and of Kedusha, of holiness. And the Creator wants His names to be revealed only in this manner, as in this manner it is certain that they will not blemish the upper lights, since the whole basis is bestowal and dvekut, adhesion. Also, the klipot, the shells, cannot suckle from this quality since they nurse only on knowing and receiving. Where the foreskin rules, the Shekhinah cannot receive the upper lights into it, so the lights do not fall in the klipot, into the klipot rather. Because of this, there is the sorrow of the Shekhinah, meaning that the upper lights are detained from being drawn into it, so she can bestow upon the souls. And this depends only on the lower ones. The upper one can only impart the upper light, but the force of the masach, the screen, so that the lower one does not want to receive anything in the vessel of reception depends on the works of the lower ones. That is, the lower ones must make that scrutiny. This is from Baal Sulam Shemadi 82, the prayer that one should always pray.
Question for an active workshop. Let's describe to ourselves with what prayer we want to come out of the lesson. With what prayer we want to come out of the lesson, active workshop.
Ultimately, we want adhesion. We want the Creator to be revealed in us and the whole world. We mustn't, I think, ask for anything less. We know that the work is all between us, and so we need the heart to be ready, prepared for that work between us. So we need to ask that our hearts, mine and the friend's hearts, will have sufficient power and desire to melt together so that the light will come and correct us.
We're now going to read together the last chapter of the book that held our mind and heart in the last week. And the summary of it is our role. After everything we read and everything we heard, we have to stand as 110 and see what's up to us. And it's our prayer to be connected and be a conduit for humanity.
And for us to get such prayers at the end, I have a prayer for the beginning, that in this lesson we'll get the power to become softer to each other, closer, to feel the light that's between us and receive the power to come to resemble it.
And then if we be all those things Owen said, we'll have the power to be conduit at the end of the lesson and loyal servants for the light and Rav and the whole world.
We should feel more concern towards the friends and the wider circles around us, that we'll feel like the Kabbalists do with respect to the world, and for us to have the power to serve.
Only Bnei Baruch is responsible for what's happening in reality. And we need to ask to come out of the lesson with a prayer that the Creator will let us fulfill our role, that we won't be like Jonah who escapes from his role, but that we realize it.
Yes, when we come out of the lesson, that we'll be able to build that conduit with the power that, so that we can relay all the power that we received to the souls that expect, yearn for it.
Yeah, that will be a conduit for the light towards each other and humanity.
That song goes, "Se shalom bimroma ve'ase shalom alenu," is playing in my head. The one who makes peace in his heavens will make peace upon us, for us and the whole world.
And also that we'll have power in the lesson to cling to the Rav, so that we can cling to him after the lesson, and in all the Kabbalists who only want to communicate the love to the world.
Only if we follow the path that our teachers laid out for us, we will reach where we need to reach. Baal Sulam says that this is a very short path, that we need to be very precise in following it, and only by supporting each other we will be able to do that.
That we will be able to hold on to the connection between us and with Rav and with the Creator when we come out of the lesson as well.
Holding on to the Creator, the Rav, the Kabbalists, everything they write to us throughout the whole day. It's not because we can advance and we succeed in...
Question for a silent workshop. What is the lesson now? What is the prayer during the lesson? Again, question for a silent workshop. With what prayer do we enter the lesson?
להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך